What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and so guys, I recently I was on my podcast twice today, and I had to restart it because people kept on calling me, and I literally had to redo my whole podcast. So yeah, but I hope everyone is having a, first of all, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Friday afternoon. Guys, we're literally less than, what, six, seven days away from the to kick off the NFL regular season. We're going to be having the Detroit Lions facing the defending Super Bowl champions in the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm excited, you know. Even though the Giants aren't playing, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, I just want to see football back in action. You know, it's going to be exciting to hear the excitement from the fans, to hear the commentators go crazy. Oh, it's going to be good. I'm praying that this game goes well, because obviously we kicked off last year's Super Bowl and it was horrible. You know, the Rams and the Bills, it was bad. It was bad, you know. So hopefully this one is better. And I believe it will be. You know, there's been a lot of excitement about the Lions going into the season, and we don't know what the Chiefs are gonna look like. You know, Chris Jones, we don't know what's gonna happen with Chris Jones. You know, obviously Chris Jones, he's looking to get a new hefty contract, but the Chiefs and Chris Jones representation haven't gotten anything done yet. So it's gonna be interesting to see how the Chiefs look. But we can't forget that they do have the best quarterback in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes. So it's gonna be interesting to see how that game goes down. And guys, don't forget the New York Giants will be facing the Dallas Cowboys Sunday, September 10th at 8 o'clock p.m. So it's a Sunday night game, which you shouldn't be surprised, because when the Giants and the Cowboys play each other the first time, it's always going to be a prime time game. So it's going to be exciting. But guys, I came on here today just because I want to share another list with you guys today. My list for today, I'm basically gonna be explaining four reasons why Joe Shane is becoming the best GM in the NFL. You know, so I mean, everything this guy has done from year one to year two has been nothing but magnificent. You know, he has changed the culture of this franchise. You know, bringing in, you know, now that was my one fear of Joe. That was my one fear. The big question a lot of Giants fans were trying to get from this whole hire from John Mara, who did bring in Joe Shane, what kind of GM are we going to get? You know, and Joe, and I think it's very obvious that the Giants got a really good general manager, a guy that knows what it takes to win. And it's going to be very exciting to see what the future looks like with Joe Shane now controlling everything, you know. So I'm excited, you know. So yeah, that's why I'm going to be doing this list today. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Before I get into the list, in what has been a sensational offseason for the Giants, there's no question that Joe Shane deserves a ton of praise for his strong work. recently, Joe Shane, you know, this guy has improved the defense by trading for former first-round pick Isaiah Simmons, plus trading for pass rusher Boogie Basham. And look, that's not the whole story, though. Joe Shane has put on a masterclass since taking the role for the general manager position in January of 2022. I mean, it's like everything he touches is turning to gold, and his early track record shows he is well on his way to becoming the best GM in all of football. You know, so here's my four reasons why. Number one, we got the youth movement for the New York Giants. And here's why this is number one on my list. I mean, for the first time in a long time, you won't hear many Giants fans complaining about the past two drafts. Why is that? A competent front office is actually addressing team needs. Kayvon Thibodeau headlined the 2022 draft class, and he did so in a big way. Kayvon Thibodeau finished his rookie season tallying 49 total tackles, 6 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, and a 4th place finish in the defensive rookie of the year voting. The other rookie standout was Daniel Bellinger, who accounted for 30 catches and 2 touchdowns in just 12 games. Not to mention the likes of Cordell Flott and Evan Neal, who showed flashes throughout the season. And to be determined, and Wando Robinson, who spent most of the season injured. Then we get into the 2023 draft. A basically perfect showcase from Joe Shane. He traded up to get his guy Deontay Banks in the first round, who should add some real playmaking ability to the secondary. The best center in the draft in John Michael Schmitz was brought in via the second round, and the guy who is being regarded as the steal of the draft in the third round in Jalin Hyatt was also selected, solidifying the secondary offensive line and giving Daniel Jones a needed weapon seems to be brilliant business. So that's number one on my list. Number two on my list, I think it has to be the brilliant trades this offseason. I mean, let's start off with the Isaiah Simmons trade. Joe Shane and this front office only had to give up a 7th round pick to land this young man. Goodness, I mean, that's a total steal. And it's a move that has Giants fans fired up. Isaiah Simmons, it looks like he's going to be stepping in and pushing for a starting job at middle linebacker next to Bobby Okereke. I mean, that's not the best part. The best part, this wasn't even the best trade of the offseason. Back in March, we all got the alert the Giants have traded for Darren Waller. As always, it's what did we give up? A 3rd round pick. And it was the pick the Giants landed as part of the Kadarius Toney trade. Another sensational move from Joe Shane. You know, and look at Darren Waller really turned heads in the preseason game against the Panthers, hauling in three of four targets for 30 yards. This guy, Darren Waller, I said it before, I'm gonna say it again. This guy has the potential to be a stud in this offense. You know, and you know that's something this is something I was bragging about when Darren Waller was getting used to the offense. I said, this guy, he's going to be a big problem for opposing defenses. You know, and look, I understand how talented the Cowboys secondary is. You got Stephon Gilmore, who is a Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl champion. You know, he's the best player to ever play the position at the cornerback spot. Trayvon Diggs, it doesn't matter how far the ball goes. Trayvon Diggs, he's gonna play defense, but the Giants have so many weapons on offense. I mean, you got Jalin Hyatt, who can run past you. Jalin Hyatt has checked every box. Everyone was concerned about his route running abilities. Well, he corrected that, because the game against the Panthers, he broke the guy. The player on the Panthers, he couldn't keep up with Jalin Hyatt. Jalin Hyatt quickly did a quick route. It looked like a little slot cross route. or a little play action play. Jalen Hyatt has all the abilities. And then you got Saquon Barkley, you bring back Darius Slayton, you bring back Sterling Shepard, you bring back Isaiah Hodgins, you know, and you bring in Darren Waller. Every Giants fan already knows what Daniel Jones can do with his legs. We all know how effective Daniel Jones can be with his legs. Daniel Jones has more than 600 yards rushing last year with his legs, you know? And now you're bringing a big monster in Darren Waller, who's going to be a problem because he's so tall and he's so big and he's so physical. He's gonna be a problem for opposing secondaries because Saquon Barkley, yeah, you forgot we brought Saquon back. Saquon Barkley is not gonna be the only, he's not gonna be the only one that you gotta worry about. There's gonna be Darren Waller. I already mentioned what Daniel Jones can do, and now you're bringing Jalen Hyatt. Wando Robinson, he's gonna be ready for week one. You know, this wide receiving core for the Giants is very deep with a lot of talent, you know? So it's gonna be very interesting. You know, so that's all I gotta say about that. Now look at, I understand there's been a lot of talk about Darren Waller's health. Can he stay healthy? I believe he can, because Darren Waller, this is probably the best version of Darren Waller that I've seen, you know, in a long time, you know? So Darren Waller has the potential to be a stud in this offense. And let's not forget about the Boogie Basham deal, as it has brought, you know, Boogie Basham, he's going to bring a lot of depth to, a lot of great depth to this pass rush. And that's exactly what Giants fans had been calling for. Joe Shane clearly knows what he's doing here. That's number two on my list. Number three on my list, getting things done with key playmakers. You know, obviously the big question for the Giants this offseason was centered around the plan for Daniel Jones. On March 7th, that question was answered. Daniel Jones signed a 4-year, $160 million extension. Yep, Danny Dimes landed his monster payday, and now the pressure is on for him to step up. You know, the intention number is far from the story. Daniel Jones is making that $40 million a year salary, but Joe Shane isn't a wizard. There is a team option after year two. That means if Daniel Jones regresses or shows he isn't the guy, that deal can be restructured. Joe Shane locked in Daniel Jones in a team-friendly way. I love that. You have to love to see that. We also saw extensions for Dexter Lawrence and Andrew Thomas, two guys who are some of the best at their respective positions in the entire league. Daniel Jones gets a security blanket for the foreseeable future, and the defensive line gets his leader. Then we have the Saquon Barkley situation. This whole saga could be another blog in itself, but this is the main takeaway. Joe Shane and Saquon Barkley couldn't agree on an extension. There's plenty of worry that Saquon would be a holdout into the regular season. However, Joe Shane stood firm and Saquon ended up signing an adjusted franchise tag. So Joe Shane didn't break the bank, and he has his Pro Bowl running back in the mix for 2023. Boom! You know, and to Saquon Barkley and a lot of you guys, if you follow me on my podcast, a lot of you guys know how crazy I was going over this whole situation with Saquon and Daniel Jones. It doesn't really matter, you know. When both guys are on the same page, when both guys play at a high level, these guys are dominant. You know, defenses can't decide who's gonna have the ball. Is it Daniel Jones or Saquon? You know, I mean, that's what makes these two so dangerous, you know? I'm surprised that no one has Daniel Jones and Saquon as one of the best quarterback running back duo in the entire league, because there's no question, they are, you know? Because defenses don't know what's good. Defenses, they're not gonna be prepared for what's gonna happen whenever Saquon and Daniel Jones are on the same page. They're not gonna know. You know, that's what makes this offense so great, because whenever these two are healthy, and whenever you surround a really good offensive line in front of these guys, when you give Daniel Jones top talent, when you give him a good offensive coordinator, Daniel Jones, he is showing you what he can do. And everyone's bragging, oh, he only threw 15 touchdowns in 15 games, in 16 games. Just name me a receiver that Daniel Jones had. Name me one receiver, and I'm not trying to disrespect Daniel Bellinger, but name me one player on that offense from last year that was top five in anything. Saquon Barkley was the only player from a talent perspective that was one of the best at his position. The only player other than Saquon that got more attention was Isaiah Hodgins and Darius Slayton. And Daniel Bellinger got some little attention, but that was it. Daniel Jones, he doesn't have an AJ Brown. He doesn't have a Devontae Smith, who should have went to the Giants. But you know, the Eagles and the Cowboys, they tag team on the Giants and they took the Giants spot, and voila. The Cowboys and Eagles took two really good players that the Giants could have gotten. But that's what I'm saying. Daniel Jones doesn't have a top tier quarterback. He doesn't. He doesn't have a top tier wide receiver. And I'm pretty sure if he did, Daniel Jones would ball out. That's what people don't get. People don't get it. People don't understand that Daniel Jones didn't have a number one receiver. You know, and I'm pretty sure Bills fans can't understand what I'm... I think Bills fans can now understand what I'm getting from. Josh Allen in the playoffs, Josh Allen did not look anywhere near as the Josh Allen that we saw when Stephon Diggs came in. Josh, the offensive line was horrible. And the playoff game against the Bengals, the Bills' offensive line was horrible. Bad play calling, receivers couldn't get open. That reminded me of Daniel Jones, because that's exactly what Daniel Jones went through for the first 4 or 5 years of his entire career. Bills fans now understand what I'm getting from. Bills fans understand why I say without an offensive line, you can give me the most talented quarterback. You can give me Aaron Rodgers. You can give me Patrick Mahomes. If you don't have an offensive line, if you don't have really good receivers, if you don't have a good play caller, you're not going to get anything done. Because defenses are better now. They're physical. They're much more athletic. Defensive coordinators, they're going to throw a lot of things at you that you didn't expect. That's what I'm saying. And people are saying, oh, Josh Allen's better than Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones actually looked better than Josh Allen in the postseason. The reason why we got decimated by the Eagles, because the Eagles, everything the Eagles have is better than the Giants. The Eagles had a way better offensive line. They had way better weapons on the outside. They had a way better defense. I mean, you got go back to what I said about the Eagles and Giants game. Everything that I said about that, everything I'm saying right now is exactly what I said about the game that we got decimated in. The Eagles, everything they have is top notch. They have one of the best offensive lines in the league. They got top five receivers in Devontae Smith and they have one of the best wide receiver duos in Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. They got one of the best defenses, who also the Eagles defense had more, they had more sacks than the 85 Bears. That's how good they were. We had no chance. So that's all I'm saying. And back to about Saquon Barkley. I said this about Saquon. Saquon's gonna get a contract, because everything that Saquon's going through is exactly it. You guys heard what I said about the whole Saquon Barkley situation. Saquon Barkley's whole situation is gonna start and end like Daniel Jones. He's, you know, the front office, they wanna see what Saquon can do. because they didn't pay him because, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole running back position. But the running back position is being devalued. Why? Because running backs get hit a lot, and that one hit could cause one huge injury, and that one huge injury can ruin the running back's career. Look at the Ty Gurley's, look at the Ezekiel Elliott's, look at the Le'Veon Bell's. They all want a top-tier money, and look what happened. They're not in the NFL anymore. Well, Zeke is, I don't think he's gonna stay with the Patriots long-term, you know? That's why Joe Shane didn't pay Saquon. That's why I kept on saying it was more understandable why the Giants front office didn't give Saquon top-tier money, because they care about his career. You know, and I think Saquon understood that, and he thought about it, and he, just like Saquon said, he followed his heart. He didn't care. You know, and that's what I like about Saquon. I knew something was gonna happen, because Saquon, he's a mature running back. He knows how the running back position is. He knows how the running back position is looked at, you know, in the NFL. You know, and it's not that the NFL doesn't care about running backs. It's because the position is injury prone. Running backs, they get hurt a lot, because the running back position, you get hit. Running backs don't get really big for no reason. They don't add all that muscle for no reason. They do it because there's running backs that are capable of running through tackles, you know? And there's some linebackers who are looking to hit you and take you down and take that ball away. That's why the running back position is so dangerous. You know? I said it before, I'm gonna say it again. I think Saquon's gonna ball out. I think he's gonna get a contract extension. You know? It's probably gonna be a 2-3 year deal, somewhere around, if I had to guess, somewhere around $12 million. Because Saquon He clearly was fine with the offer that the Giants gave him. You know, it was the guaranteed money that was the problem. You know, there was not enough guaranteed money. So I feel like Joe Shane will understand that, and I think he's gonna get a deal done. So that's number 3 on my list, and last but not least, I think the most important thing that Joe Shane has done is putting together the right coaching staff. I mean, all of these moves Joe Shane made have been great, but they all mean nothing if he gets one move wrong. The coach. A week after Joe Shane was hired, he named Brian Daboll the head man in charge. Again, this is something a lot of Giants fans were curious about. What kind of head coach are we getting in Brian Daboll? Are we getting a Joe? Are we getting another Joe Judge? Are we getting another Pat Shermer? What are we getting? No, we got a guy who believes in winning and disciplines his player for a reason. And Brian Daboll, he is a great head coach. Go back to week one of last season. When Daniel Jones made that, when he threw an interception, Brian Daboll, he yapped at Daniel Jones. You know why? Because that's what real head coaches do. They discipline their players whenever they're gonna call out their players whenever they're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing. That's what you want to see from your head coach. Head coaches makes what Brian Daboll. The one thing that I think all of us Giants fans need to learn is this: head coaches that believe in discipline, those are the head coaches that thrive the most. Because if you don't have a head coach, if you don't discipline your players are not going to believe in themselves. Discipline is not to put a player down. It's supposed to drive you. It's supposed to make you attack the negative thoughts and turn them into positive thoughts. discipline is supposed to make you a better player mentally and physically. And that's what Brian Daboll did to Daniel Jones. And ever since week one, Daniel Jones has looked better, and he hasn't turned the ball over. That's why Daniel Jones only had five turnovers. Daniel Jones had the least. He had the least turnover rate out of any quarterback. You know why? Because discipline made him do that. That's what makes Brian Daboll so great. I love it when he yells. Because I love it when he yells and calls out the player. I just love it. I love it when he yells and calls out players for their own mistakes. Because if you don't do that, they're just gonna keep on making the same mistake. You know, this isn't a Joe Judge. This isn't a Pat Shermer. This is a Bill Parcells clone. That's who he is. You know, and that's what you want to see. You know. A week after Joe Shane was hired, he named Brian Daboll the head man in charge. Giants fans were still a bit sore from the previous reigns of Joe Judge, Pat Shermer, and Ben McAdoo, so we didn't know how this was going to go. All we knew, this was Joe Shane's guy. In hindsight, this should have been the eye-opener to Joe Shane's tenure as GM. When Joe Shane gets his guy, he's usually right. Brian Daboll established a coaching staff of Mike Kafka at offensive coordinator and Wink Martindale as a defensive coordinator. And what do you know? Coaching seems to matter a little bit in the NFL. This coaching staff got every ounce out of the 2022 roster. A roster that was widely regarded as below average, ended up making the playoffs and taking down the 13-win Minnesota Vikings in the NFC wildcard round. The season ended there, but one thing is for sure. The Giants are no longer a laughingstock in the NFL. Joe Shane laid the groundwork with his hires, and he is putting the pieces together with his acquisitions. The Giants are in a good place, and they have arguably the best GM in the league to thank. And like I said, this is just my opinion. People can say I'm wrong or stupid. I don't give a damn. I have the right to my own opinion, just like every single person has the right to theirs. And that's all I got to say about that. And yeah, guys, that is my list for today. And those are my four reasons why Joe Shane, in my opinion, again, is becoming the best general manager in the NFL. You know, and look at you guys can criticize me all you want, but what I'm being is I'm being a loyal fan. You know, Joe Shane, he was sent by the football gods to save us and lift us up from Hades and from the devil, because we were stuck in hell, and we needed the football guys to rise us up and bring in and get us out of that torture, and we had to fix ourselves, and Joe Shane has fixed the Giants. We are no longer the little giants. We are giants. We are creatures that kill. We don't back up from anything. Go watch the movie. Jack and the Beanstalk. There's giants, and they kill the villagers. That's supposed to be us. We kill cowboys. Cowboys are humans. We kill eagles. Eagles are birds. You're not killing a giant. We kill whatever the Washington name is. We run everything. The giant and Jack and the Beanstalk, they ran everything. It took an army of humans to take down one giant. That's supposed to be us. We're no longer little giants. We're not trolls. We're giants. That's my message to all of us Giants fans. And that's all I got to say about that. And yeah, guys, that's my list for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys today. I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants or more lists if I can think of any more. Or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section on Spotify, on my podcast at the Giants Nation, or just search me up on Spotify. My name is Justin Roman. And yeah. But I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their afternoon. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.